Hello and welcome to the podcast. So this should be like the fifth episode, but it's the fourth because like there was a week I didn't record a podcast because like I tended to blame it on like the my carving some static noise, and I got the sound card, and if you listened to last week's episode, it was terrible because I violated it trying to remove the noise and the background noise, and you know, like I've realized like I don't actually need the proper gear, like as long as my voice is being heard out there, like I don't see the essence of having like professional gear. So like if you like watch, like if you are into YouTube photography and whatever, you probably know Becky and Chris, and they also run a podcast, The Tuxedo Timer. Yeah, and it's only recently that they started doing video podcast, you know. And they were actually recording on their like vlog mics, you know, like the video Rode Video Micro, and it got me thinking like I don't need like a Shure SM7B, yeah, Shure SM7B, like the one like Joe Rogan uses or other people who have the money to afford such mics. Like so my thought was I'll just look for a good one camera shotgun mic that I can use both for my vlogs and for this podcast, you know. Like this one, the one I use right now is like a cheap mic, and it's actually done with the noise, and even the sound card couldn't even get rid of it. So that cash the background itabilimezoea too the time being till like and have the enough money, you know. Like some people it may seem cheap, but till we get the money, we'll have to deal with that. So what's today's episode about? No, today's podcast, no, actually it's an episode, like it will be episode 4, I don't know. So then let's just talk shit. So for me to start the podcast, back then like I wasn't like a great listener to any podcast, but as time went on, a podcast Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience by Joe Rogan. Like if I were a kid with the type of knowledge I have right now, and if I was a kid and I could have said a podcaster, you know, and if they could have asked like who would you want like to become, Joe Rogan, like that guy, like the way he faces things, and I believe like he's more confident with his arguments because like he's sure about what he's saying, you know, like he seeks information and anajua kenye anasema, you know, like you can't be loud, even like not loud at the like the passion and confidence he has in whatever he says, bila kujoka nyuma sana. And maybe also like him getting high through the podcast maybe helps boost the confidence. And sometimes like there was an episode I was watching, like nikama alivuta ninge, and he was outraging, like the things he was saying, like it was just amazing. Like I love his confidence and the way like he faces things, because I wish I could, but I cannot, like right now, like I don't have any say in neza nyamazisho, and like nobody will ever know like I existed, you know, like there matters I wish I could tackle yet, but I can't, you know. But either way, like you know, like now I'm just finding I'm just finding things to quickly the blame. Like it's possible for me to talk about those things, and maybe I should, right? So yeah. So, like the next episodes will be fire, of course. I'll make them fire, you know? Like most of the times, like the thoughts in my head, like they go over, like I'm a great overthinker. I overthink like most of the times, and it's like one of the ways like I decided to deal with it is starting the podcast. Like the type of dialogues I have in my head that way above even Joe Rogan's experience podcast. But Naminko Begiangu, you know, he has interesting guests, you know. And for me, like, in the loud I was trying to say when describing Joe Rogan was metaphorical. So I like I don't speak loud to my mic because of insecurities, mother. This being the fourth episode, it's not bad yet. Like, you know, like just right now, I was listening to Matt Diavela's podcast, The Ground Up Show, and he was talking to the founder of Patreon, no, the CEO of Patreon, and he was saying like, no, like somebody, not Joe Rogan, Matt Diavela asked some guy, no, before he inviting the CEO of the Patreon, he asked like some question, and someone asked like, what should someone like mwenye hana passion, like he don't know what to do, atafanya nini after maliza shule, you know? And the CEO like alikuwa anasema like it's at third place, like it's one of the best. I think Garibi talked about it, like it's the best thing kujua, like you don't know what you do, because then you have the availability of taking risks of things, you know. Like the ones I was mentioning in episode 3. And I'm sorry for the title. Like, like, Jinai podcast, maze. Like, it might mislead you, like, at relief with enjoy. Like, you may think, like, we are relieving moments. And maybe I should change the name of the podcast. But, see, like, when I was starting the podcast, my first thought was calling the podcast Cacti. Cacti, like the singular of cactus. But then when the Anchor FM, I saw like the name was taken, and the only name that came next was Relief Podcast, so I chose to go with it. Like, and then it's getting much cooler when I'm to some, like, in there's some podcast by the name Relief, but they're not Relief with Enjoy, and like we're not relieving any moments that we have gone through past in our lives. Like, it's just a title, the same as like the title of the last episode. Like, oh, like, yeah, sometimes it sucks to be a Kenyan Jew. Like, I'm really a topic. What's it? No, put a topic, maramingi wala. Like, even like when on my second episode, when I was explaining like why I started the podcast, like, nilijipatanisha about your topic, it's away. Maybe that's the end of the podcast. Like, I still, like, you know, I do photography, not professionally yet. I rarely even get gigs. I started video, like, the only video work I do is for my friends, art styling and fitnessing, and my YouTube channel, and maybe some fun when I want to do it. And now I started this podcast, like, most of it is just, I'm just looking for the path that I want to take, like, in my life. Do like till now, like I'll be turning 20 on Monday, and today's on Saturday, and I don't know what I want to do with my life. I remember like on episode 3, like the recent episode, I was saying how I wanted to become an engineer as I grew up. Then that turned into a chef. That, like, I remember, like, you know, like when Mukimaza fourth manza kuchagua, like the campuses you want to go, like now, then I know I wanted like to cook, but then I wanted to jagua like disaster management or disaster mitigation kituka hiyo, like watu wenye wao, like you predict when eruptions are going to happen, dealing with disasters, mambo ya fire, mambo ya floods, vitu kama hizo. Maybe like I have an interest in environment also. Then I wanted to cook, then I started the whole photography thing. It led into video, it led into this podcast. Like, fuck, I'm lost. I'm just searching for my own path. And also, like that CEO mentioned, like, right now it's the great time to try out everything. Then, can you turn in a work? You put in more effort, and boom, maybe you'll blow. No? As for me, like, most people don't even support me. Yeah, that's like the true fact. And for those who do, like, I do highly appreciate you. Like these are kind of blind dreams, like I don't know yet. And also like they cause some like this my like for now, like if you can see like my podcast setup, it's just me on my laptop on Adobe Audition with a light stand and some contractions that help support the mic and the sound card. Bam, EMT too. Like that's how I do record my podcasts. And like for many people, like once I mean, like most of the times I tend to live in the moment in my head rather than doing it. Like now, for now, like I've been dormant on YouTube, like since I post for like now a month, you know. Not and nilikuwa nasema tu kwa hiyo podcast ingine, not that I don't sorry, not that I don't have ideas niko nazo, but when it comes to executions maze tricky. Like now I have to, like I had a plan for like a short film about how Kenya sucks, you know, how like we go through the same education system only to end up jobless as those who are when you work on the lead, you know, like that's like imagine me, like nimechoka na somo sahi, like juu it's not like the right sikumbuka mwenye labat nini video YouTube, like the guy was an army, then he went to study accounting juu like he wanted to become an entrepreneur, like his dad maybe owned this hotel, so like and he was in like in one lecture, like mwalimu alikuwa anawafunza hapo, and he stood up to ask a question, and akauliza like are you an accountant, and now alikuwa anauliza teacher, and the teacher was no but I know accounting, and to him it was like if you're not an accountant unanifunza nini, you know. Even today, like I was thinking, rather than me to after job, like I could after any internship program, you know, like then you learn on the line of job, you know. Like for me, I love cooking, I love, but I don't know how to run a hotel or anything of this sort. But that's my dream in the future, that maybe one day I'll own a restaurant. And for that, you know, it's only advisable or it's only like normal nikwe in the surrounding of a hotel. And for many people, like if I could tell my parents that, like I remember when I told my dad I wanted to start photography, he wanted me to go to school, and then nilikuwa na video kadhaa to YouTube. I wasn't that great, but I knew the basics. I know that nitongo the triangle, ISO, aperture, and nini, shutter speed. I knew it. The rest have just come with experience, and even like. Oh, like for the most people, as I studied nini hospitality management, I had some friends who were studying nini journalism, and they had the chance to play with their cameras. You know, you could see like the saying comes to life: experience is the best teacher. Then you learn, as in no, like that, to me, like that's not the true learning. You know. Like if you want to be a cook, end up pike, go make those mistakes and be grateful of the mistakes, because it's only out of those mistakes that you learn from them, you know. But Kenya una mbotu wende ukai class, you like for me I remember like back when starting to go hospitality management, because like when you are studying hospitality management, you're studying like everything to do with a hotel, and but for me like the main interest was in the kitchen. Like you could find the teacher mwenye anakuambia nini mpike, like she doesn't even have like the basic knife skills. Like I remember Jumi, like with the interest now I had to do like my own research go inje. I just took some in the end gonna video Gordon Ramsay akifunza nini knife skills kiasi hapo, and it was just like cutting around him, and I remember like doing them in school, and like kai adina jo kukata hivyo, and unakuta ni mwalimu anakuambia hivyo. Unashinda like oh mwalimu alisomea wapi? And one thing that actually frustrated me was like from the first semester to pick up the same thing till the end of the semester, I mean. And if you could ever go to like na the store and ulize kitu ingine, utakwambia kuna. And like the most frustrating thing was the one of the school has a whole hotel, you know, like unaona, like for us nini hospitality students na anything to do with food productions, like we could have benefited from it. like we could have gotten like an internship program for free, you know. But till now, like sahi, like I was ilikuwa nimalize chuo ni March this year, then the corona thing happened, and kinda I'm grateful about it because like sijui whether I could have learned this juu if I could have finished the school in March and the corona shit didn't happen, I could have joined the normal cycle. I juu sadi ningeenda nisake job, but right now I just juu kanda sapa job. But of course, like I won't search for a job. I will look for a thing that I love to do that will help sustain my things, like the photography and these podcasting things. Then my hobbies that I kind of plan to taking them professionally, you know. And even in that, the same podcast of Maria Vela, he also mentioned like how many people were doing like they want to make their hobby and this thing about YouTube, this thing about meaning podcasting, they want to make it like a business, but they don't want to study like the business part of it. Unapata mtu, like for me, like he talked about something about nini SOC mambo ya nini, like if you have ever watched any video on YouTube dealing with nini monetizing, simple monetize, I think you can monetize nini your YouTube channel. But like the way to make your YouTube channel more discoverable, and for me I tend to ignore it too. And it's now resonated with another article I read about though that was about landscapes, but it relates with this aliongea, like people wait for their work to sell, but you need like to execute, but like you need to put your work out there, let us know you push kwa watu. The water in your world don't exist. Otherwise, like you might have like the greatest landscape, you might have the greatest portraits, but okay, post Telegram, like you don't even promote them. What has you add? You don't use hashtags. And for me, like for my now YouTube channel, like I don't to make it a channel meaning hashtags or what. And you end up like video can on to na wala watu wameona, like you won't be discovered by other people, no, no. And so like if you want to benefit from it, you need to also take part in understanding the business part of it all. Lazima like you be comfortable in both ways, the content creation side and the business side. You like when you combine the two, it's only then that you can benefit from them. You otherwise like it will just they'll go nowhere. So yeah, let that be the end of the episode. I'll create intro outro, yeah, and maybe we'll make this podcast great as time goes on. I said experience is the best teacher, and also on the name of the podcast Mazeka, if you might have ideas, Mazeka, me went blank. Joe, like I feel it's inappropriate for me to call it Relief Podcast yet. Quite not say DC Relief Podcast right now, it's Relief really, enjoy yet. Like we are not reliving any moments, like we are just talking about recent thing and like the future. So yeah, if you might have any suggestions, kuna page pale gram at Relief Podcast, and then shoot DM, I'm gonna leave comment on the latest post. So yeah, peace.